If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I did some homework for this segment, and I want to start someplace that no one's talking about. What happens if there's someone in one of these cars, they blow up? That can happen. That becomes murder, or worse, terrorism plus. And I know that on January 20th, the president signed into law, through an executive order, restoring the death penalty. Do you think this sort of thing, and I hate to think it, people leave their children and pets in cars. I mean, you don't know. This is deadly, dangerous stuff these liberal protesters are playing with.
Yes, it is, Harris. And what I can tell you is that President Trump condemns this violence, and he is determined to restore law and order in our country. And he will ensure that the harshest penalties are pursued for those who are engaging in this vicious violence that we have seen targeted at this American company, Tesla dealerships, Tesla employees, and also innocent Americans who have chosen to drive these vehicles. Many of them, ironically, are likely Democrats. If, as you so eloquently pointed out, there is a major double standard here. The Democrats used to be the greatest cheerleaders for electric vehicles and for Tesla, the company, until Elon Musk decided to support and vote for Donald Trump. So the Trump derangement syndrome from the left is on true display with these attacks. It is getting dangerous, and the White House wholeheartedly condemns it. And we applaud Attorney General Pam Bondi for investigating these acts as domestic terrorism, because that is what they are.
I'm glad that Pam Bondi is investigating it as that, because it is. I've seen some of the protestations from the left saying that that's, ironically, if you believe it, they're trying to say that that's a big abuse of government. Oh my gosh, you were literally the people that like weaponized the government to silence people on social media. Spare me your just recent newfound concern about people's rights and everything else. And the thing is that like every day, the reason I keep bringing this topic up is because it's not going away, you guys. I mean, every single day, I'm not joking you. Literally every day, I've got a headline about either a dealership that's been vandalized, arson, or somebody keys a car, or a car or a Cybertruck, you know, like whichever. And it's, I mean, this is crazy, and it's not even something that is. I don't think the left actually is capable of grassroots, but it's not a grassroots thing. It's all so entirely organized. And a friend of mine, I thought it was hysterical. He was just making a bunch of jokes about this earlier. He was saying that, look, you know, it's nobody's going out. I don't remember. He said, I don't remember people going out and burning down Bud Light. You know, nobody was at Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis, Kane. Nobody was firebombing the Anheuser-Busch facility in St. Louis.
You know what we did?
What?
We just stopped buying it.
Yeah, because we're grown-ass adults. We just stopped buying this stuff. And I got to tell you, with all of this stuff that I'm seeing, I am really disappointed in some of my friends. I am super disappointed with some of my friends who are in the center, who are on the left, who were so eager to rush out. They were so eager to rush out and share all this information about big balls, getting your social security number. Or they thought, oh my gosh, can you believe that these 19-year-olds have all of this access? And they were freaking out. And I had people on Facebook sharing petitions and things like that. And they haven't said a damn thing about this. They haven't said anything about the targeting of these people or There's not one, but there are two sites that are tracking Tesla stuff. So you have the one site that we talked about yesterday, which is tracking, they are looking at all of the Tesla owners, right? Dealerships, owners, they also have all of their social media, all of this stuff. And then you have the Takedown Tesla, which is like, what are they like organizing? Just different protests in that across the country. This is domestic terrorism because people are trying to instill fear in the hearts of others based on the type of car that they drive. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Welcome to the show. Top of this first hour, Dana Loesch with you. And that's the thing. Nobody's burning down Budweiser. I didn't get mad at Sephora when they started using trannies to try to condescend to women about how to do our makeup. Did you see me, Kane? Did I go and burn down a Sephora? No. I have the means to do it. I mean, I have literal blow torches and accelerants.
Yeah. You have the means. You have the will, even, but you haven't done it.
And I do love fire. Yeah. I mean,
who doesn't?
You know, 4th of July is like when you have glorified pyro. It's amazing to celebrate America, of course. You know, I mean, I don't know what you guys are thinking, but nobody did any of that. Nobody. Rioted because we don't riot, and the left knows that. The left knows that conservatives are really well behaved and we don't go out there and show our asses. They know this. They know that we don't riot and we don't destroy people's property, etc. But J6, they scream. You know, all those people were conservative and Republicans. Do you realize the tiny fraction of people that were actually charged in comparison to the entirety of the... It's so misrepresented. And because it's misrepresented, I just have to immediately discount it. When someone comes up to me and gives that as an excuse, I discount them the same way that I would a person wearing a face mask outside in full sun, warm, breezy weather. You know, it just doesn't work. It's domestic terrorism is what it is. It's domestic terrorism. And these lawmakers that are trying to encourage it it's sad. It's unbelievably, it's dangerous and it's sad. We have Bondi, don't we, on 9? We haven't come in with 9 yet. No. So this is Audio Soundbite 9. Listen to this. So this is AG Pam Bondi on this issue. Listen.
These attacks are taking place throughout our country. We have charged multiple people. Get ready, more coming. One we charged in Oregon is facing 5 to 20 years in prison. We filed in Colorado. We filed in South Carolina. There are more coming. And yes, the funding is one thing we are looking at among many others. I was personally in a meeting about it this morning. We are coming after you. We believe these are organized. These are not individuals out there throughout the country doing this on their own. They're targeting Tesla owners. They're targeting Tesla dealerships. Mm-hmm. They're targeting Elon Musk, who is out there trying to save our country, and it will not be tolerated. We are coming after you. We will find you. And if you are an organized group who is funding this, we're going to find you, too. You better look out, and you better stop it.
I really do feel that she will. I think she's going to go after folks, and she ought to. Audio soundbite 8. I want you to listen to Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. This is what Pam Bondi is up against. Listen to this.
Politicians. So I'll make sure that I keep it short, but I am truly here for very selfish reasons. Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes. Listen, I have learned as I serve on the DOGE Oversight Committee that there is only one language that the people that are in charge understand right now. And that language is money. And so I've been so proud to see
us organize. Imagine being an elected official and you're begging people to take down an American company as a birthday present. Imagine being that type of person. That's what Democrats are. They're never happy for small businesses. You know this. I can't imagine just sitting there. Yes, I want this company to be taken down. Yes, that's great. I would love, this is what I want. I want that for my birthday. Take down this all-American company. I mean, they just brought home some astronauts, but whatever. You know, go ahead and take down this company. It's all organized. You know what else is organized? Is this town hall situation. I'm going to talk more about it later. But I know you've seen these town halls that have cropped up around the country, and they're trying to replicate the Tea Party playbook. Now, the Tea Party, and I was a founding member of the second part of it, or the 2.0, that was in 08 and 09. And it actually started with objections to too big to fail and big government spending by Republicans. But then the media, with help of establishment Republicans, tried to portray us all as being specifically against Obama, which was remedial and idiotic. But it was actual grassroots events around the country, and there were town halls that summer. And it was the summer after Obama was elected, and these elected officials, they were talking about passing Obamacare, which was a disaster. And, you know, all of these other, you know, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, et cetera, they were talking about consolidating. And this is why colleges are so expensive now. They're talking about consolidating and bringing together all of the student loan, having all of that being controlled by the federal government. And, you know, we spoke out against that. We organized against that. We petitioned against it. We phone banked against it. We canvassed against it. And it was very organic. It was, you know, a bunch of ragtag people from across the country. We didn't have, even though the media portrayed it as that, we didn't have, no one paid us. We didn't have, the right sucks at this, by the way. The right is so bad at this. If the left only knew how horrid the right was at organizing at a street level, they would not ever make that claim, because it actually undercuts the validity of their claim. Because anyone who even has any remote experience with any kind of grassroots activism on the right will tell you without question, the right is heinous about doing that street level activism. They're so bad. So we took it upon ourselves to do it. I mean, we were in the streets doing guerrilla political warfare. And the establishment thought we were nuts. The RNC thought I was crazy at the time. When we got involved in the Doug Hoffman, Didi Scozzafava case, and that was my first big fight nationally with the establishment. And oh boy, did they come after me. I mean, they literally, some of them have come around, so I don't want to shame them. But there were some names that you see on Fox right now that act like big, giant conservatives who love MAGA, who back in the day were blistering our backsides for daring to question the establishment. Oh my gosh. And it was very organic. Now, it's not. It is all entirely organized. Coming up, because we got Charles Payne, who's going to be walking us through the economy, because we've got the Fed. They announced yesterday that, this is everything that businesses need, by the way. They made an announcement yesterday as to interest rates. And of course, we've got tariffs. Powell says that that's going to actually delay lowering inflation, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk with Charles Payne about that. But coming up too, we had one of those Soros organized town halls in our town yesterday. And I want to tell you what these leftists did and what their MO is and how they organize these in cities across the nation, including your city. And you're gonna want to watch out for this. So we're going to talk about that as well. We've got to move because we've got a lot of stuff to hit. And we've got headlines coming up as well. And then, of course, you know, we got our friend Charles Payne. Charles Payne is going to be up by video. So normally he can't because he's getting ready for the show, but he's made an exception for us and we're grateful. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at Tax Network USA. Just in time. So Tax Network USA, they understand, and as you know, the IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. So if you owe back taxes, if you have unfiled returns, yeah, you don't want to wait for them to come to you. Because if they come to you, they're coming after you. Never contact them alone. Turn it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all resolution companies are the same. They have direct access to the IRS, a preferred direct line, meaning they know exactly which agents to deal with and which ones to avoid. Doesn't matter if you have 10,000 or 10 million. They have tailored strategies designed to settle all of your tax issues in your favor. Risk-free solutions. So they can protect your financial security, right? And they've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. They deliver real results for clients across the country. Schedule your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. TNUSA.com/Dana.
Do you believe in the ghosts of Social Security? DOGE uncovers 394 million Social Security recipients in this country, more than every living American. We're concerned about it going bankrupt in 10 years, and we can't even figure out who's getting these checks.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Stock market today, Dow's risen 383 points. S&P 500 NASDAQ has ended sharply higher after the Fed is sticking with the forecast for two cuts in 2025. So supremely significant. We're going to talk to Charles Payne about all of this stuff as well coming up. Plus, you know, you have Moody's chief Mark Zandi telling news outlets that POTUS is tanking a rip-roaring economy that he inherited. Joe Biden was so great for the economy, says this dude. Wait until I'm just going to present this to Charles Payne as like a news story and just let him go, because just see what he's not going to like it. Canadian airline canceled a flight to Tennessee as other U.S. routes have been suspended. That's fine. That's more Tennessee whiskey for the rest of us. There you go, you Mounties. So they said that tense political climate is contributing to the cancellation of flights that's been targeted, obviously. Tennessee City targeted by the country's tariffs. So they're not having it. They've even pulled Tennessee whiskey from store shelves. Remember when they made fun of us for freedom fries? You guys don't need to do that anymore. We didn't pull the fries. We just renamed them, you know. Ben and Jerry's, because they're stupid and their ice cream's heinous and overpriced, says its CEO was fired for the company's political posts. They said that they're accusing their parent company, Unilever, of breaching its merger contract by ousting their CEO for the brand's repeated public comments because they hate Jewish people. You know, they love Hamas. They're a big-time communist. Did I say that their ice cream sucks out loud? It does. It's like if you took dirt and cow feces and you froze it after whipping it and put it in a little pint. It tastes the exact same. Do you want to have diabetes and not actually taste the flavor of your ice cream because there's so much processed sugar in it? Then have a big bite of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Smile, wink. Nobody likes them. I have issues with them. I'm very particular about my ice cream. I hate it, but I will eat Handel's ice cream. No, Andy's isn't the best. It's Handel's, and I will fight you to the death on this. I will stake my whole everything on Handel's ice cream being the best. That's how serious I am. Robot dog learns, adapts like humans, according to a Swedish AI startup that wants to kill us all with robot dogs. We're all excited about this one. You know, you can go out North Korea style, but with robots, because they just use regular dogs. They're too poor and communist and dictatory, so they can't afford these robot dogs. But they said that they've created a robot dog named Luna. It has a functional digital nervous system. It can learn and adapt like humans, says its company Intuicell. It's going to kill us all. This is how horror movies have started. I've seen this. Coming up, Charles Payne. He is going to join us. He's got a book out as well on everything with the Fed, economy, blaming Trump, and more. Stick with us. All Family Pharmacy is a great place to go to get all the medications that you need, and you can save yourself time and money. You don't have to play by pharma's rules. You don't have to play by the system's rules. It's one of the reasons I trust All Family Pharmacy. One of the things that we always criticized during COVID is that the government dismissed any and all alternatives because it was never about science. It was about power. And that's one of the things that, you know, kicked off the beginning for All Family Pharmacy. And so they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, so much more. All of the medications the systems try to keep from you. And it's all simple, fast, and affordable, made in the USA. So you're not getting anything with inputs from India or China. It's all 100% made in the USA. And you can get your everyday maintenance medications too. They make it simple, fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership. Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big conversation, your money, your future, what is going to happen? Because everybody's been waiting to see what's going on with these interest rates. And of course, everybody's got their eye on what is going to be happening with tariffs as well. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you are at the bottom of this first hour. If you're listening across the country, of course, we've got the simulcast happening as well. One of my favorite people in not just news, but in all of economics. I think he's like America's professor of economics. I think he should be running it. I think he should be in the Treasury Department. I think he should run the Treasury. I'm just keep just escalating this because he makes so much sense. And he was the first person that I've ever watched who broke this down. And like he has everything in elevator pitches. He knows exactly how to be like 30 seconds. This is what you need to know. And it's like people, that's why he's so popular. Our friend Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne, for the first time ever, he's joining us via video. And my friend, it's so good to see your smiling face. How are you?
Yeah, it is great to be here. And thank you for that amazing, amazing introduction.
It's true. Very true. I wanted to get your response to some of this stuff because I wanted to get into the situation with tariffs, et cetera. But I have this story. I'm pulling the story up on my giant screen in front of me right now. They're trying to say, and this was what Moody's chief Mark Zandi was telling CNN, which is the horrible network that isn't as good as Fox. Zandi was telling the media that Trump is, quote, tanking, rip roaring economy that he inherited, and that headed for a recession by design. But it's not Trump's design. It's the design from the past 4 years. And I wanted to get your response to that.
First, let's let the audience know that Mark Zandi was very close with the prior administration. In fact, many times when Joe Biden would say something that was so far off the wall, and he would say, well, they even believe this on Wall Street. It wasn't it was just Mark Zandi. Mm. Okay. And Mark Zandi was even close to joining the administration. I know Mark Zandi for many, many years. I used to really respect him a whole lot more. He has become so political. Right before the election, I said it was 50-50 no matter who won, whether we went to recession this year, because we were already in a recession. And I think that's what we need to start this conversation. Mm. People listening ask themselves, are you in a personal recession? Do you know someone who's in a personal recession? The answer is probably yes. And that's where everyone, the pollsters got it wrong, the Wall Street economists like Mark Zandi got it wrong, because they look at this through the sort of aggregate thing. And they always say, well, things are doing great. Retail sales are this and that. Well, we know one thing. We know right now the top 10% of folks in this country are doing 50% of the buying. It used to be 39%, 50%.
Wow.
So they can mask a lot of pain beneath there. What we also know is because Joe Biden sparked inflation to a level that hadn't been in four decades, the Federal Reserve had to hike interest rates. Here's the irony with this, Dana. The higher these interest rates went, the richer the wealthy folks got. So you've got $7 trillion in money markets. Those money markets pay 5% yields. Guess who's getting them? Right. So you got rich people getting money in their bank account every day and they go out and spend it. And because they spend it, the Federal Reserve has to keep rates high. Consequently, the average credit card now was around 15% interest. Some of them is 23%. Store cards at 30%. Delinquencies through the roof. And by the way, earlier this week, the New York Fed came out and said people are being massively rejected for credit cards, auto loans, and home loans. So this was already baked into the cake. This is what President Trump inherited. Now, there's another school of thought that says, well, you know what? Because inflation is the number one issue out there, and because the way they're trying to stop it, to break this, the fever, if you will, hasn't worked, maybe slowing the economy down is the only way to stop it. And so there's some folks out there who have that theory as well.
That's that. I mean, that makes sense. And I think everybody knew, And I love how you put it, you know, being in a personal recession, everybody knew it's tough. Everybody's, you know, kind of looking, okay, where do I got to reevaluate things? And it's almost doesn't even matter what income bracket you're in, unless you're, you know, like a Jeff Bezos at this point. Right. You know, not everybody's insulated from this. Talking with our friend Charles Payne's joining us via video. And that's kind of brings us to, and I'm going to get into the Powell stuff. I wanted to ask you real quick before I did, the sequencing of everything with tariffs, because I know that a lot of the stuff related to the interest rate, et cetera, is predicated upon what they're expecting with the tariffs. Where are you at with the sequencing? Because I thought it was weird that we came out with tariffs before we had tax cuts for Americans, because don't consumers need that kind of jolt in the arm for that?
They do, but here's the way it's going to work. The tariffs have several rationales for tariffs. And, you know, we've heard about the fentanyl stuff, which is authentic and real with respect to Canada and Mexico. There's also fair trade reciprocal, which goes into effect April 2nd. But also tariffs bring in money. Here's something that's really, really, really crazy that no one talks about. Trump 1.0 put in tariffs. We had all this kind of hysteria. There was no inflation. They never left. In fact, Biden made them higher. Guess how much money Biden and Trump took in from tariffs? $264 billion. By the way, 70% of that was Biden. No one ever complained. So
no one said a peep.
So the reason they couldn't do taxes first is because they want to get an idea of where the tariff level is going to be, so that when they crunch these numbers, they have to crunch them. They give them to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, and say, okay, we anticipate making X amount of money from tariffs. And this has to, quote unquote, offset tax cuts. Now, tax cuts, in my mind, pay for themselves. Mm-hmm. But there's this thing that they do down in Congress. And it's critically important when you're trying to pass tax legislation. It's just so, okay, how are we going to pay for these things? And a big chunk of this will come from tariffs. So tariffs aren't going to be as high as the saber rattling, but they will be a little bit higher. And they will play a role in getting those tax cuts through.
That makes sense. Our friend Charles Payne, you know, his latest book, Unbreakable Investor, which is out, you can get as well. Jerome Powell announced yesterday, he said that the tariffs could delay progress on lowering inflation. So they're not going to do anything right now, but they're forecasting maybe some cuts later in the year. And that makes sense. I guess they're going to wait and see. You were talking about when the reciprocity kicks in April, going to wait and see what happens then.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This Jerome Powell, this was his best press conference yet. The Federal Reserve is made up of a whole bunch of people. He's just the chairman. A lot of them are very liberal. Some are very orthodox, but most of them are very liberal. And there's a lot of politics going on in there. Jay Powell that spoke yesterday was trying to speak specifically for Jay Powell. Their estimates, inflation, GDP, that's everyone combined. So let's separate those for a moment. Coming out the gate, what he said that was so fascinating, Dana, this is his statement before he took questions. He says that the administration is in the process of implementing significant policy changes in four distinct areas: trade, immigration, fiscal policy, and regulation. It is the net effect of these policy changes that will matter for the economy. The words are so important. The net effect. So Trump took the hardest part, to your point, tariffs, and put them in there. Someone's got to pay for them. China will pay for a lot of it. Businesses will pay for a lot of it. Consumers will pay for far less than anyone's saying. But the other parts of it, the regulations, the fiscal policy, the immigration, the net effect will be positive, will be positive. This is what Jerome Powell was telling us. And let me tell you something. Those reporters in that room lost their minds. They were so every question was tariff related. They couldn't believe it. The guy from Bloomberg tried to diss him. He essentially said, didn't you mess up before when you thought that inflation would be transitory? Because he brought up the T word. I mean, I got to tell you something. There's some betting somewhere that would Jerome Powell ever use the word transitory again? I think the odds are like a million to one. Someone made $1 million yesterday, okay? So he said transitory, and I was like, huh? You gotta have a lot of chutzpah to say transitory. Yeah. You're Jerome Powell. That's how confident he is that this tariff story, I'm not going to say it's a nothing burger, right, but it's being overplayed. The market shouldn't be down $5.5 trillion. And that's what Jerome Powell, I'm telling you, he's going to start getting the Elon Musk treatment. Watch all the negative articles about him. Even the Grateful Dead may get dissed after this. But wow, he talked about something very specific: hard data and soft data. All the negative tariff data has been soft data, surveys. So after you run a million stories telling people how bad tariffs are, then you put a mic in their face and says, What are you afraid of right now? Okay, well, you just told me to be afraid of tariffs. Hard data. Hard data has been good. Retail sales, non-farm payroll. Manufacturing. Today we got a number from the New York Fed. Manufacturing doing really well. So the hard data is there. And he laid it out there. Those reporters didn't want to hear it. They were looking for the coup de grace. They were looking for the Federal Reserve, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, to say Donald Trump's tariffs are going to destroy the economy. He did not do that. In fact, he insinuated that this was much to do, not about nothing, but something that's going to be small compared to all of the changes that are coming.
That's amazing. Oh, that is amazing. Yeah, they're going to Musk him. They're going to go after because he didn't play by the book. And I love that you mentioned all the headlines. Every single day, wake up, look at the headlines. Bad, bad, bad. Oh, my gosh, the markets are volatile. Oh, my gosh, you better start saving. You're going to get hit. This is what's going to happen. And yeah, you're right. That terrifies people. And so they're watching their spending habits. So you're seeing it in retail. But from my understanding, it isn't matched in other sectors. So that's what makes it. That doesn't make it a good predictor, I think. I mean, am I reading that correctly?
You know, Bank of America comes out with credit card data that's really good. And I just looked at their most recent data this morning. There are certain areas where people slow down. This is how we started our conversation. What was already built into the cake?
Right.
All those trips to Cancun while you said you were working from home, you know, those are done. We are seeing a major decline in travel, hotel, wow, that kind of stuff, yeah, right? We call it discretionary spending. Right. But people are spending other areas. Health, they're spending on the internet because they're trying to save money. So the American consumer is limping. The average consumer is limping along. They do, those who have a job, they're limping along. But the slowness was already coming. And I think that's what the Federal Reserve in general are a lot more afraid about, a slow economy, than they are about inflation. And so if there are more signs of the economy slowing, we may get more than two rate cuts this year.
Wow. Do you see this turning around before year's end?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Goodness. Yeah. And what's really going to be more interesting about all of this is these folks who have had a field day with President Trump in terms of look at the stock market and look at this. If those are your markers, you may regret it later on. I wouldn't be surprised if we're at all-time highs before the year is over in the stock market. Ooh. I wouldn't be surprised if the economy starts to rebound strongly in the second half of the year because of all the internal things that we're doing. Building factories, you know, better confidence. Those things, when those things turn, you're going to see it in the economy and in the stock market. So, you know, people who have sort of set their own markers because these are not the markers that Trump has set might regret it.
Yeah, this is what I think Republicans, the president, the White House, they should have said, you know, to message this. We need to have Charles Payne come in and talk to every one of you people in Congress, because I see some of these people out here, Charles, and they have, God love them. I know what I know and I know what I don't, which is why I'm so glad that we're friends and I can pick your brain on it. But these people don't know what they don't know. And they get out there and I feel like they further like scare Americans because they can't articulate it the way that you just did. Now, see that? Now I'm like, okay, well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Yeah. Maybe I want to chill out a little bit, not freak out so much. That's what they need. They need you.
That's why you're seeing Scott Bessent out there more, J.D. Vance. You know, I got to tell you, I love Howard Lutnick, but, you know, he's out there too wild, right? If we get a recession, we get a recession. Huh? What the hell? You're crazy.
You can't talk like that. You can't scare him like that. You can watch Charles Payne weekdays, 2 to 3 Eastern on Fox Business, Making Money with Charles Payne. Charles, always a pleasure. So good to see you, my friend. God bless you.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Good to see you. Gold Code, they want to make sure that you are set. They understand it's a very, you know, weird economy. We're coming out of, you know, hell. I don't know how else to put it. But gold, everything's starting to improve, right? And the gold price forecast, Goldman Sachs research raised it up to $3,100 by the end of this year. So they're expecting higher than expected demand from central banks. This is the time to buy. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Get your free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. Easy and transparent. You're securing your future. And experience matters when you're protecting your wealth. That's why you go with the pros. So visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join the thousands of people who've called Gold Co. the number one rated gold company and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. You could also qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
It's really funny. Sometimes I'm like, I think I'm going to stay inside today. And I continue to work out. I love to run. I'm a runner. So it's been good to focus on self-care, to focus on my family, the things that matter to me, the people that I love, the things that give me light and joy every day. So it's been great. I don't miss the job at all.
First off, nobody cares, Kareem. Maybe the people in the audience do. Secondly, why do people use the term self-care? Can we stop that stupid phraseology? It's stupid. It's just called grooming. Right?
Wait a minute. That word's got another meaning, though.
No.
Maybe self-care.
No, I'm talking about like grooming oneself. Oh, right? Making one. We're not doing that either. I refuse to give up an ounce on the language. No. It's about self. They're like, it's self-care. It's about grooming. Like, oh, I'm doing self-care. You're washing your hair. That if you don't want to, maybe you can get lice. That's how you get lice. Or I'm going to shave my legs so you don't look like, you know, a Sasquatch. Okay. That's not self-care. It's called grooming. Okay. Just FYI, this whole self-care thing. I don't get it.
The erection.
I'm sorry. That wasn't me.
These are the type of people that like to go to spas. I hate spas to death. Hate them. I think it's weird. I don't like it. I don't want to go to a building and sit in a borrowed bathrobe with a bunch of other bitches that I want to talk to. I have no interest in spas. My girlfriend's trying to get me to go to spas all the time. I'm like, go. I'm not going with you. It's weird. Those are the type of people who say self-care that are spa people. I don't like it. You've never been to anything like that. I don't like them.
No.
I got a bathroom at home. I have a robe at home. It's a perfectly good robe. It's a MyPillow Terry robe. It's huge and it's amazing. I don't need their little borrowed robe at this point. I don't know why I got on this tangent, but anyway, long story short, stop with the phraseology. Stop.
I mean, it's actually a good segue because Michelle Obama was doing some self-care. Oh, I'm sorry. Grooming in Cut 17. Want to see that real quick?
Go ahead.
All seasons, but the summers are hot and swampy. So it's good to be in LA and it's good to be with you.
Look at that. Do you see that?
Now, I have done a faux hawk before myself.
Is that what you'd call that?
Where I pulled up and I had it like all curls.
Is that what you'd call that?
I've seen her with more attractive hairstyles.
Okay.
You really don't like it, do you?
I'm not a fan. I didn't say
I hated it. Do you go to a spa?
I just think it's interesting.
Would you go to a spa if you were a woman?
If I was a woman and go to a spa, I probably would.
See, yesterday was your birthday, so I didn't talk about you hating old people or anything like that. Today's all bets are off.
Now it's
off. All bets are off.
I get it.
I'm just, you know, just wondering about that. All right, coming up, we've got lawlessness and disorder. Additionally, got a few other things. I want to tell you what the left is doing with town halls across the country. Don't be swindled by this. And I think you need to protect your information when it comes to these things, too. I'll explain coming up. Stick with us. It is our friends over at Superbeats. Now, you're very familiar with Superbeats. It's the only, I know that there are other pretenders out there. This is the only beat brand that I would recommend to you and the only one that I will actually take. I do take it, and I trust the science behind it. I also trust their process, and it's just the height of quality and science. And so that's the benefit, in addition to all the other health benefits that you're getting from Superbeats. So you're familiar with the Superbeats chews. They have a new product out. It's called Super Barine. Now, the Superbeats chews, you know that it helps with heart health and you know, all of that good stuff. The berberine, they use a very unique berberine in their super berberine. It's clinically studied to deliver 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine, and it helps with metabolic support and blood sugar levels. And your metabolism is linked to everything. I mean, your energy, everything, heart health, all of it. And so the Super Brain product, it's just one capsule. So the higher absorption means it's fewer pills to swallow. You're getting the metabolism and healthy blood sugar support, all of those benefits in one capsule without GI distress. So if you're one of those people who are asking, well, what about the GI distress with berberine? Their unique formula with grapeseed extract improves tolerability. And you can get both Super Berberine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Visit Sam's Club to purchase the Super Beats Heart Chews for heart health support and the Super Berberine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Start today. Get on the road to better cardiovascular health support from the folks at Human.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month. And with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Resources Committee. I worked for the U.S. Department of Agriculture helping Wyoming family farmers deal with droughts.
This Congresswoman Harriet Hagman,
a month ago in the mass
from Wyoming, she's a Republican, and she was defending DOGE at a recent town hall, and she was entirely booed. Now, I want to, first off, welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you. We're at the top of this first hour. You have probably seen people. I want you to be very aware that they're trying to bait you into outrage. Because I've seen some Republicans in my state of Texas fall to this scam. So here's the deal. Usually when congressional members return, they always have like listening sessions. And of course, you can visit their office and they always have like a liaison there to talk with you if they're not there or if they're otherwise occupied. And they also schedule town halls. I've yet to see a Republican that's dodged actually holding like the Republican and their staff. Establish like organizing the town hall. So I've seen that happen in numerous districts. But what this is, there is a left-wing group. It's called Indivisible, and that's the only time I'm going to give them the attention, my valuable attention, or any kind of airing. It is a national left-wing group, and they've got some very interesting funding arteries, including a group that has its money because George Soros gives millions of dollars to it. So he'll give money to a big group, and then this group then donates to these subsidiary groups. So that's where the Soros ties come from. And the reason that we know this is because it all has to be federally filed, and you have websites like Open Secrets, Transparency USA, etc., and you literally can see it. So all the people on the left who are like, why do you guys always talk about Soros? I don't know. Why is he always donating to this stuff? I mean, we're just the messengers. Here's the black and white fact of the matter. He donated to this group, which then gave that money to this group. That's how they work. That's how he's always done it. And those groups have been around longer than these people on the left have been, you know, claiming otherwise. I mean, they've been around for a long time. So this group, they have little organizations of left-wing activists in every state, including here in Texas. And ours is run by this cantankerous old boil on the backside of political discourse. And I'm not giving them any other attention beyond that because they crave it. And they're hateful. Like, I remember there was a Trump teen event that was in our town, and one of my kids went to it. It was like a Trump, like Teens for Trump thing. And one of my kids went to it. And this dude and this little activist group, they dressed up as Grim Reapers in the parking lot, replete with scythes. That's creepy. That's literally what they did. There's video and picture, which I'm not showing you because it glorifies them. That's how they view it. It is wild. So I just want to let you know, that's the level of organized left-wing activism. That's what we're seeing in my state. And I know it's in Missouri. I know it's in Oklahoma. It's in Florida. It's in Georgia. It's all over. Now, the reason I bring this up is because this is the group that is behind these fake town halls. So our congressperson here is Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne. So they had reached out, this group, like just like a handful of days ago. I don't even think it was a full week. And, you know, congressional members, they're in office, they're in D.C., they go to their districts, they go and they meet. Like, I think they go on a Codel, they're going on a Codel or something to like SpaceX or something like that. I mean, they got a pretty full calendar. So when you're scheduling, you know, events with them, you kind of need to make it more than a few days out, right? So what they did is they pretended that they were having a town hall last night and they reached out just like a handful of days ago to her office. And we're like, we're holding a town hall and we want the congresswoman to be there. Well, her office is, you know, is telling them, and I spoke with someone in her office. They're, I mean, she's busy. I think she's actually on, with members of Congress today on a professional congressional at a trip. So there was any way that, especially in that kind of short notice, you can't have lawmakers that do that. But they knew that. They set it up in advance like that, knowing that, oh, well, we're going to do it to where we know that they can't come. And then they can spin that in the press as this congressperson is dodging town halls. Well, here's what else is weird about it. So in addition to doing it very last minute, normally when you go to a town hall, have you all been to, you've all been to a town hall, at least one of them, right? I've organized some on behalf of grassroots before, and I've attended some. You always know where they're going to be, right? It's all public. Like, you go, usually it'll be like a web page, you know, where they just register your information. It's a site where they register your information and whatever. Maybe you have to, some of them were like, just give us an email address and that's it, right? That's usually what they do. Or here it is, are you coming or not? So they can anticipate. You know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just, but my point is that the common denominator in all of this is that the address is always public. And there are tons of people that show up that never, ever put in anything, or they just show up because it wasn't required. What this group did that was weird is they refused to publicize the location of the event. They didn't have it up online. In order to get the address, you had to give them like all of your information. You had to fill out this form, and they were asked not just your email, like your number, all this stuff. And you couldn't give bunk information because I tried. They had to verify it first before then they would send you the address. Now, is that not weird? So it's a far left wing group that has already been protesting against Doge and against Elon Musk and against Tesla, a far left group that literally dressed up as Grim Reapers to stalk and scare kids. That's how I view it anyway. I mean, you're showing up at these events, following kids around. How is that not the definition of that? It's creepy. They do all of this stuff, but then they want your private information to come to a town hall. Do you find that dangerous? Now, the reason I ask that is, what was the story that we talked about yesterday? All of these conservatives and Republicans all around the country have been getting swatted. Wasn't there somebody else that got swatted last night? See another more video of this door cam, doorbell footage, and looks like somebody got swatted again. Why would you? I wouldn't want to give anyone my information. How are you assured that they're not using your information to swat you later? Because I was wondering, how is it that these people are swatting all of these, you know, very prominent folks on the right? How are they getting their information to swat them? I'm just wondering. So why would you feel comfortable giving these people your private information, especially when there's now, we know that there's the same type of ideology, the same activists created the website, which is a repository of all of the Tesla owners in the country, all of the Tesla dealerships, and they're trying to extort you to have your private information, your address, your everything. They got phone numbers up there. They've got social media, all the information. It's crazy. You have to show them that you sold your Tesla in order for them maybe to take your information off the site, right? So I don't know why any congressional member would go to a fake town hall. They had a big inflatable Trump there at this thing. It was a big inflatable orange Trump, and they were mocking it and all this stuff. And they had these pre-printed auctioneer signs with Congresswoman Van Dyne's face on them. It was creepy, and it was all old white people. I know that's important to the left because they always immediately look for the audience racial makeup. It was all old white people, every bit of them. Oh, I saw it. It was all old white people. And so they, and all they did, it was like 5 minutes hate. It was a 5 minutes hate session. That's all it was. Why would any congressional member show up to a fake town hall purposefully made private so that they can control it entirely and only allow in leftists? And then they would turn around and use it as a 5 minutes hate struggle session to harass and scream at the lawmaker and then use that as video and send it to MSNBC. That's what happened to a congressman in Georgia. It was a leftist organized event. And who was it? Rich McCormick. He went there. Goodwill, you know, thought it was a good faith gesture. And of course they ambushed him. I wouldn't have gone there. Of course they ambushed him. He went there. His mistake was he thought he was doing it out of good faith. They weren't. You can never assume good faith anything with the left. If there's anything that history and my career has taught me is to always expect betrayal and the worst and screaming and probably violence from them. Always. That's their MO. But why would you go to that? Why would you go to that as an attendee if you weren't a hardcore communist? And that's all they did. They sat there and they bitched and moaned for, I mean, how long can you get there and complain? How long can you have a town hall where you're just yelling at stuff?
I don't know. You got to have some stamina to keep it up.
I can't be mad that long. Yeah. I get tired. And I'm like, I need a nap. Been really mean today. You know, I just really, it drains you, right? To be that mad all the time. I don't know how these people do it. Maybe that's why they all look so old. Even when they're, I mean, I don't know. It would look like a room full of old people. They may have been in their 20s. I don't know. I mean, you know, hate ages you. Really hard to tell. But this is what they've been doing. The Free Beacon has a great piece on this group that has been doing all of this stuff, this indivisible whatever. And they have been paying people to do it. So they pay people to do this stuff. So they, I think I was looking at the cost. They outline, you can get up to $200 per congressional recess for protest expenses. So they pay you. If you take video, they'll pay you. If you make signage, they'll pay you. If you like pass out promotional materials, they'll pay you, right? And they said that they'll send you cardboard depictions. So they get like life-size cardboard cutouts of the congressional member that's paid for by the national organization. And that's what they've been doing. So none of this is grassroots. We never, ever, and I can't tell you how many Tea Party events I organized. I cannot tell you how, in numerous states, we literally never, ever had our expenses covered by any kind of national organization. That's the difference between the right and left. When we did it, we transformed Congress. We took Barack Obama's congressional majority away from him. And then a lot of people who are in office now, including POTUS, would never have been in office were it not for the Tea Party. And we never got paid for anything. These people, whether it's this like latest or whether it was like Burn Loot Murder or the Chess Chop people, right? Is that right? Slap Chop people in Seattle? Oh, wait, I'm thinking of the great product, Slap Chop, where you can chop everything all at once and it's all uniform. Can you tell I really like that product? Just a little hitting it on my counter. Anyway, getting distracted. I think it was Andy Ngo that came out that they were getting paid. The Occupy Wall Street people, that was paid. They were having food delivered. People bought them their tents, etc., everything. So yeah, they can. And they said every one of these indivisible groups, you can request up, you know, several hundred dollars for engaging your, you know, you gotta, and they'll pay you for it. Where are they getting this money to do it? Oh, that's right, Soros, because they get from a larger organization that Soros dumps into. It's all true. It's all factual. I mean, you can go and look online and see it hard data yourself if you don't believe me. So that's just so you know, if you are going to a town hall, you should never be having to give up any of your information if you don't want to, number one. If it's organized by your congressional person, never, ever give your info to these groups. And I think some people might be confused. I just don't want anyone to be confused and think these are legitimate town halls. They are not. They're 5 minutes hate struggle sessions put on by communists. You do not want to give them your info. The folks who will bring you the program, it's our friends. It's over at Burn a Gun, the non-firearm firearm. Always good to have options when it comes to your self-defense, right? You want to have options. Because you can't always take your firearm everywhere. And I tell people, look, I have no problem carrying. I have no problem using lethal force. But there are times, municipal restrictions, private property, where I can't. The Burn a Gun is a great alternative so that you still have some kind of deterrent. You still have some protection. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. And additionally, with that, you have different models. The SD is the most popular model. And it's legal in all 50 states. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. It also doesn't care about any other restrictions. No waiting periods. Ships right to your door. No background checks. You can visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's BYRNA.com/Dana. And you can see all of the models that they have. They have different accessories. Of course, they have different projectiles, all kinds of stuff. But when you go there and purchase, you get 10% off of your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up here, adult ADHD prescriptions are still on the rise, apparently. This is especially, they're saying, especially amongst older women. That's kind of interesting. A new analysis by researchers at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. They're looking at maybe as to whether or not the medications are being misused. Probably. I mean, I think most everything is at this point. I think there's way too many people on it. U.S. travelers are warned of uncontrollable nosebleeds as a deadly virus is spreading in spring break hotspots. I've been reading about this, but this is a new thing that I saw about it. CDC's raised alarm. They're saying, how do you pronounce this? Dengue fever?
Dengue.
Dengue fever. It's they're seeing a high transmission, 1,000 cases across 21 states this year. So be careful. Wash hands, you know, like don't cough and then shake hands with people. Stick with us. We got more in store. Spring is here and it's the perfect time to refresh your yard with Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the U.S. with thousands of plants from fruit trees to privacy hedges tailored to your climate. They make landscaping easy. And plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee ensures that your plants arrive healthy and ready to grow. I love how hassle-free the process is. You don't have to get your car dirty. You don't have to go to the nursery and have limited options and lug everything around. With fast-growing trees, you can save 90% by planting yourself and your trees arrive thriving. There's no heavy lifting. You don't have messy car rides. So if you're ready to transform your space, as I am, now's the time. With fast shipping, expert support, and top quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it super easy. Get up to 50% off select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. Plus, use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana and use code Dana. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms apply.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Wow. Look at that runner, so far ahead of the other runners. What? Crazy. This is a female. Does that lady have a beard?
Probably more than that.
It's a female track meet. And Juan's got it. He's showing you right now. It's a female track meet. And the what race is this? This looks like it's 400? Like an
is this the 400 meet?
Is it a 400?
I think it is
the 400. If it That dude, I'm sorry, I'm looking at it to see if that dude has got a beard, because it's a dude.
It is.
The reason that that runner is so far ahead of everybody else is because he has a penis and male bone density and the fast twitch fibers.
Well, she's a guy, so.
He's got the fast twitch muscle fibers, all of it. That's why. So this dude set a season record. Yeah, that's right, 400. After he won the 400-meter race in Portland, Oregon. This guy from McDaniel High School. Yeah, in Portland. By the way, he also, and I know this will stun you, finished first place, Kane, in the 200 meter, 400 meter. And this is the Interscholastic League Championship, junior in high school. He just blows out the competition because he's a dude. Went through puberty as a dude. So he's, and as you can see, all those sucky women are just all the way in the back. What?
It's amazing to me. What if me and all my adult friends just wanted to play a kickball game against, you know, eighth graders or something? Like, would that be fair for us to take the eighth grade championship trophy from eighth graders as adults playing kickball? Like, this is how weird this is. There's no logic
Dude,
to this.
I would totally do that. No. You just stumbled upon a great idea.
What?
I feel like that should happen. So if this dude can run in a female, I wouldn't even run in this. What the hell's the point in this?
Right.
What is the point? I ran track. I was varsity, went to state, did all of that. I did the 800, 1600, and 3200. And
you're nuts.
Oh, I loved it. I loved
Absolutely
it. I have like the world's longest stride. It's crazy. Anyway, loved it though. I just love the energy that comes from track. Oh my gosh, it's just it's amazing. Anyway, long story. I can't even imagine what it would be like. And I always thought the 400 was really difficult. 400 is a very difficult race, I think, because let me get nerdy for a moment. So you the 800 meter, that's two laps. 1600 is four laps. 3200 is eight laps. And 3,200 is 2 miles, 1,600 is a mile, 800 is half a mile, 400 is a quarter. So I always thought the 400 was the hardest race ever to run because you can't sprint the whole lap, but you got to be fast. And I always think also I think it's the 400 and the 100, 400, 100, and 200. That is, boy, oh boy, can you tell the difference between men and women?
Yes.
And the difference with their muscles and their makeup and everything. It is a very it's a difficult race anyway to run. I think the 400 is the hardest because the 800 you have a lot more time to strategize. You know, you start fast to get yourself in a good position, but you don't necessarily want to run to the top of the pack immediately, and you hold your position, right? You don't let anybody see your cards. You don't let the other runners know how you're going to move. It's assumed that everybody's going to start, you know, the last 200 meters to move into place. But if you have strategized well with your lap, then you already are in a good position. It's a very difficult, because it's like half sprint for three quarters of it, and then a full sprint for like 200 meters. It's really hard, and you have to have that fast capability. I am not fast, but I have endurance for days. So that's my husband was a sprinter. He did hockey, and then he did sprinting. He did one in 200. Which is crazy. It's like I think they're so hard. Everyone thinks they're the shortest races, and I'm like, yeah, but I think that they're the hardest. I'm watching this dude, and it's on display. What, as a runner, I wouldn't even get in the blocks. What's the point? The race is already determined. The end is already written. Why even do it? It takes all of the fun out of it. You're racing for second class. You're racing for second best. And everyone's there to watch it. It's like a vanity event for the male pretending to be a female. And that's what these athletes are doing. They're using women's sports as vanity events. They treat them like the JV league and vanity exercises. I mean, my heart breaks for these girls. You see the one girl that crossed the line? She looked like she was tired, but also like, can you believe it? They have this defeated expression. If I was the parents, there's no way if I was the coach, my team would not be running in this event. I'd be like, you take the Frankenbeans and you put it with the dudes. We're not doing this stuff. I'm going to tell you what. These males that are pretending to be ladies and running in women's events, why don't you grow a real pair? Because women, we didn't take over men's sports. We created our own. And you people can do the same. Create your own league, but you're not taking over women's sports. But see, this isn't about creating their own league. This is about conquering. If you support this, you hate women. You are anti-woman. It's abusive. I think it is abusive. It is sexist and abusive to see this stuff. No way would I allow it. If I was a parent, if I was a coach, no way. But nothing's going to stop until people start standing up against this. I mean, the executive order, you have the states that are bucking EOs. Under Biden and under Obama, we were told you can't do that. That's not allowed. Remember? How many times have we been told that over and over and over again? No, that's not allowed. Mm-mm. Nope. You got to just do it. You got to do it. You're not going to get out of this. They sued Jan Brewer. I mean, remember the lawfare that they undertook against Jan Brewer for immigration issues? This is the Oregon School Activities Association, the governing body for this league. They said that gender identity participation, their policy, allows for students to participate for the athletic or activity program of their consistently asserted gender identity. So stupid. So they hate women. I think, and they also, I would imagine that this giant dude gets to change in the locker room with ladies. This is the same school that came under fire last year, by the way, because they had a different dude who competed against girls. So yeah, to Kane's point, kids sports, why can't we just go take over these, Kane, we could go right now and take over kids sports and just kick their backsides, dude. I would be knocking people out in dodgeball.
Oh, dodgeball?
Dude, dodgeball. I am so flipping good at dodgeball. If there's an Olympic sport for ski ball or dodgeball, anything about throwing balls,
Dodge and duck. Diving, I'm having a hard time with. But dodge and duck, pretty easy with
dude,
that.
Dude, it's
pretty good.
I turn into a ninja. I develop these. I have this fast reaction that I don't normally have. It comes out of nowhere. It's like Kane. I have a stand, like in JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. It just comes out and moves me randomly, when it sees that kickball coming at me. I'm just saying. Kickball, too? Oh, man, I'd be so good in kickball. Dude.
We could dominate all the middle schools.
Why don't we? And just like for a minute be like, no, identify as a middle schooler.
Yeah.
And then walk onto the field like.
That's literally as logical as what we're seeing with the transgender movement and men wanting to be in women's sports.
If a dude can demand that the government rearrange his genitalia like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree kids and have it be taxpayer funded, then why can't I identify as a billionaire and demand that the government make my fantasy true? Yep. The government is not, the fairy godmother. It's not granting wishes. It's not the old genie in a bottle thing, right? That's the way that these leftist activists treat it. They act like they can just rub the genie bottle, rub the lamp, and then, this gin's going to pop out and give you three wishes. It's not the way it works. I wish to be a woman. Well, you're not. And this is reality. But they act like the government can just do that. Grant my wish, government. Government's not in the business of granting wishes. But they do treat it that way. And so why can't I do the same? I am a billionaire. I identify as one. And I demand that the government, we'll call it affirmation, but I want you to make the fantasy real. But they call that affirmation. You have to affirm this person, meaning And that's, by the way, what they used to mean with tolerance. So back in the day when we were growing up, you were told tolerance, 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 right? And then tolerance, they used that word for a little bit longer, but at some point, it actually meant acceptance. So it wasn't just tolerance and civil coexisting. It was, oh, acceptance. Now it is affirmation. So it's gone from tolerance to acceptance. Now it's at affirmation. And with affirmation, you have to grant the wish, meaning you have to compromise your reality to make their fantasy true. Now, what makes them more special than you? Why should they have their reality granted? And why must your reality be compromised? Because they're useful stooges is why. That's why. That's literally, that's it. It's the only reason. Where are all the feminists about all this stuff? Where's that Gloria Steinem? That old cocktail shrimp of a woman. Where's she at? Oh, she's at her house in Montecito. Doesn't she live in Santa Barbara or something like that? She's given up the grift. No, she still grifts. But now she, you know, posits herself as like an icon of like an icon of vagina or something. I don't know. And she's just like, I guess, lazes around in her garden in Santa Barbara. I don't know. But where are all these feminists? Well, that's even changed. So you have second wave, which was about, we have first wave feminism, which was about, hi, can we just simply also make determinations of our government? And can we inherit property when our husband that we've been married to for 11 million years passes away so we're not destitute dying in the street? That was, you know, the Susan B. Anthony, respectable Christian woman. I get it. Yeah, I think, and Republican men all got on the same square with that. Do you know how feminists were created? From progressive men. Progressive men who hated women going out to vote. It sounds like some fake right people today, doesn't it, Tadies? It sounds like some fake right people today. Allergies. Yeah. I thank you. But in truth, it's progressive men that were opposed to the Republican men, the Christian men, the females, activists like Susan B. Anthony. And then from their ire at all of that helped generate and their mistreatment of women in the workplace, because Christian men didn't mistreat women. Republican men, it's progressive men. That's how you got second wave. And then from there, it went to abortion and everything else. And then the progressive men were like, you know what? We kind of like this idea of screwing anything with a pulse. And if we knock it up, we don't have to take care of the baby. They looked at women as just sexual commodities. Oh, then we don't have to take care of the baby. So then progressive men, under the guise of feminism, acted like they gave a rat's backside about women. And they decided to back abortion because it meant less responsibility, constraint and expense for them. And these gullible women bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. And then you got, now feminism was, can we just vote? And now it's, men are also women. That is the full circle moment. It is insane. But that's the story of feminism. So where are they at? Oh, they've allowed the movement to get co-opted entirely. They spent more time attacking women that posed a threat to the progressive patriarchal position. And now look at them. They're nowhere to be found. I mean, it is the ultimate irony. The new fourth wave feminism is about men literally consuming women and becoming them, absorbing them, becoming a unisex. That's what it is. It's unbelievable. And they're nowhere to be found. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. And it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or visit relieffactor.com.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, well, our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month. And with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's start with this. We have two different stories of this. There's several different dudes. There's one dude who tossed dog feces at a Tesla Cybertruck in St. Petersburg. He was in Florida. Florida man. The vehicle sentry mode recorded all of it, and the owner wants to find the person who did it. The guy was wearing too short of shorts for his body type and a Tampa sweatshirt, and he had his socks pulled up like a weirdo. And he was walking around. He had literal dog poop in his hand, and he was throwing it at the car. He threw it at the car. All caught on camera. So they're looking for the guy. And you said, Kane, that there was another guy who did the same, but it wasn't in Florida, but it was another guy who did something similar where he smeared it on. That just means that you have to touch something nasty because you're so mad you're going to get poop on your hands. Can you imagine being so mad that you're willing to get poop on your hands because you're so mad? What is the matter with you? You're so stinky. Ew.
Have you ever been that mad to put poop on your hands?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, and by the way, what does it say about the left that they're like, I'm mad, I'm going to go touch poop? I mean, who?
Oh,
I don't understand their damage, man. I don't. All right. this Florida man has an incredible deal for you. You can learn how to win box with a $70 stick and elemental bending. These are lessons to help you to defend yourself. This guy's selling, he's got different sticks that he's literal just regular sticks that he's selling for upwards of $200, $300. And he's got different names for them. And he says that you can manifest elemental bending and win box. He calls it force boxing, and it's magical martial arts. I'm not even joking. My first question is, how much money has he made? Because you know there are people out there that have done this. He says that for $333.33, I have no idea, practitioners can acquire his quote-unquote dragon's blood stick. It's like your basic stick that is apparently capable of unleashing untamed strength in physical and spiritual realms. It's thick. And then he's got a golden age package that'll teach you elemental bending. I don't know, dude. But I guess I got to give him props for the hustle.
It looks reasonably priced.
Reasonably priced stick, just. Oh, man. A Florida woman was in a Mustang, flees from deputies while out on bond from fleeing from deputies.
Oh.
And then when caught, she's like, I smoked a little meth. Or, sorry, I may have smoked a little meth. Oh. Well, I think you would know. If you did that,
yeah.
I'm just saying, she has some interesting face tats. She has what I call the jack-o'-lantern eye, which is a triangle pointed up and a triangle pointed down, like a jack-o'-lantern. We have more on the way. Our third hour, don't go anywhere. Stick with us. Our partners who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile not only provides you with nationwide coverage you can trust, where you get exceptional nationwide coverage that operates on all three major networks, making sure that you stay connected wherever it is that you go, but you're supporting what you believe in also, because You know, it's not just about better coverage. It's also about supporting causes that matter to you. Your money is not going towards the things that you vote against at the ballot box. You're protecting things like your First and Second Amendment, sanctity of life. You're protecting your tax dollars. You're protecting your school boards. They get involved and they help parents. They fill in the gap and empower people in order to defend their kids, defend their ideals. You get seamless switching, 100% U.S.-based customer service team. You're creating and maintaining U.S.-based jobs. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. You got a free month of service using promo code Dana. Switch today. Defend freedom with every call and text you make. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month. And with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Everything. How about giving him a beeper?
Oh, it's like,
now,
oh.
This is a silver-plated beeper. The real beeper is like one-tenth the weight. It's nothing.
Really?
But it changes history.
You know, when that story broke,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I love it. And now it's like, thank you for this. Yeah, no, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. He got a silver-plated beeper. Look at that. It's so great. I love it. You know, and I got to give props to a Fetterman's wife for staying out of... Remember how we were kind of pretty critical of her in the get-go? She's been doing her thing and been good support for him. I'm saying nice things, and I feel real weird about it because they're Democrats. It's weird, Kane, right? Are they still Democrats? They're Democrats, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't act like it.
It's weird. I'm confused. Like he got smarter. Yeah. And it makes sense. And he just trolls people right back. And the left already established the rules that because he's recovering from a stroke, you can't criticize him or you hate stroke victims. Remember how that is? Right. It's stems the rules. So they can't criticize him because otherwise they would hate stroke victims and they can't have that. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. When is the press conference about the EO he's going to sign? So let me, Trump is signing an executive order that would close, the Department of Education. Now, in order to fully do it, obviously, because there's money involved, he's got to have Congress come in and make it permanent, if you think Congress is going to do that. But
4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so we'll be off air. Oh, we'll be off. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, though. We'll have the video because my favorite's when the guy hands him the thing, and he's like, "Hey, Mr. President, this is about blah blah blah," and he like explains it, and Trump sits there like Trump knows what it is, but he's sitting there like, "Oh yes, these are all, this is a good thing, right?" Yeah, and then I like how he signs it, and then he shows everybody because it's a brand new meme template every single time. It's great, but they said that they are in their fact sheet that they are quote. Going to turn over education to families instead of bureaucracies. Trump and proponents of eliminating the department have long, he'd said that he's eliminating the department, and Trump has long said that the agency's failed American students. So this is part of the fact sheet and the statement that they have for it. So they cited the National Assessment of Educational Progress in their letter, which I'm reading from. It said the scores have revealed a national crisis. And our children are falling behind. Over the past 4 years, Democrats have allowed millions of illegal minors into the country, straining school resources, diverting focus from American students. And they said, coupled with CRT, DEI, so this is what they're doing. So they said that they wanted to, because you have Linda McMahon, who's made the secretary of it. She issued a memo outlining her support for what Trump's plans were, because we knew this EO was coming. And so this is where I think this is all good. I've long wanted. I want the IRS abolished, the ATF abolished, and I want the Department of Education abolished because the Department of Education has been a nightmare. And when they first started school, we homeschooled before going to a private Christian school. And you see saw in Illinois how they're banning homeschooling essentially. Which is insane to me. They don't want parents to have the choice. They don't want parents to have the choice. And when I see their positions, I don't understand how you can say that you're for education or for children's education when you have this position. The bill in Illinois is a homeschool act, HB 2827. They passed it through all their committees, and they're going to be taking it to the floor. And this thing is crazy. I mean, you have to ask the school district. You have to tell the school district everything that you're doing. And in Missouri, we didn't have to do that. We just had to keep record. You have to keep records for X amount of years. And there's certain things that you have to do. But we didn't do that. And I know a lot of people wanted to homeschool because they didn't want their kids being part of the stuff that they saw in their school district. And I have to tell you also, one of the reasons why the left has always disliked homeschooling, but in Illinois particularly, one of the reasons why the left has decided to target homeschooling so quickly and so harshly is because the fastest growing group with regards to homeschooling are Black families. When our homeschool group in St. Louis, before we moved to Texas, it was about, I would say, half minority families and half white families. I mean, it was very perfectly evenly balanced. And everybody was there for the same reason. They believed that it was their responsibility to lead their kids' education, and they thought that they could do it way better than the system. And everybody had those questions now that they feel fully justified after seeing everything the past 5 years. And they didn't trust the system. I mean, the school district that my kids would have been in St. Louis lost accreditation because the superintendent was embezzling millions of dollars. Lost accreditation. It gets even crazy. There's all kinds of stories like this. And so the left realized, oh my gosh, we got to do something about this, because school choice became a big deal with families of every race and background. And when they realized, the Black community has been joining homeschooling co-ops across the nation. It wasn't just in Missouri and not just in Dallas, and Hispanic families. That's the second fastest growing demo with regards to homeschooling. People there, it's not just like this, like white Christian fundamentalist thing. It's not that at all. It provides so many opportunities. And I think the actual bigotry comes from the left when they make these grandiose universal statements about homeschoolers, and they act like, oh, they're just unsocialized, white fundamentalist kids. They're the Duggars. That's how they always view it. When in our homeschool co-op, it was, and it depended on how you wanted to structure your social circle within the co-op. You don't really have that choice so much in the public system, but it was the most, and for people who say that's important, I'm just like, do we all believe the same things? Because I don't care about diversity of anything else. But the left always likes diversity. So to their point, it was more diverse than anything that they've ever offered in a public system setting ever. Ever. They have no concept of it. No concept. And everybody was cool. Everybody's cool with each other. Everybody got along, you know? I mean, it was great. There was a woman from MIT who had twins and who decided to leave her position, and she was like teaching in the co-op, and it was amazing. I mean, there's just so many talents and people who really love it. They love it. And you're not burdened by the system. You're not encumbered by the system. I remember when I was in school, talking about the Department of Education and the NEA particularly, we had, when I was in third grade, there was a new teacher who came in. And I don't remember her last name, but everyone just called her Miss Monica. And I was in the school district that I was in Missouri. She came in and was super popular with all the students. She had like the best ideas, like practical learning, integrated learning. She, in order to teach kids, for instance, about math and how to get them, like she'd set up like little things where fake grocery store in her class, and she would give kids a budget, and you had a budget this much, and it was like really cool. The stuff that she did, it was way more practical and more hands-on than sitting and reading from a textbook, which is how everybody else did it. And everybody loved Miss Monica and all the other teachers. And I know this for a fact, there were two teachers that were in our school that could not stand her. And they were older, they'd been there longer, they had tenure, they were there forever. They could not stand it. They were complaining because they got jealous of her. Like, the parents were talking about it. And they ended up telling her that she needed to kind of roll back some of what she was doing. Although her classes, they were acing everything. They were acing every test. She was like improving scores of students who had to take remedial classes prior. And it was just her whole approach. Well, it was making the other teachers uneasy because their results weren't matching hers. And of course, they had to get the union involved. It was a big deal. This is what I'm talking about. Parents want teachers who think outside of the box like that, and the current system punishes those who do. It is a major problem. Everyone that I've ever talked into that's gone into education, the people that you want to lead it are the ones who get beaten down by the system and the union. That's God's honest truth. It's those people leading the union. I mean, it's amazing. So, and those are the teachers that you want. Those are the teachers that kids remember. Those are the teachers that make marks on students' lives, right? I was so mad that I did not have Miss Monica. I literally would go and I would stand outside her class as everybody was coming back in from recess or whatever. And I'd look in her class and I'd see all the cool stuff that she was doing before I went and sat down at my desk and got ready to look at a textbook again for the next hour. I mean, she was just so fun and so great. And she was like the most popular teacher. And just, you know, a bright star in education. That never left me. And that really helped shape my viewpoint of a lot of how education is approached or how they would get different curricula in. And you only have so much power at the state level over this stuff, over national standards and things of that nature. And it's a constant battle for educators and parents. If they want to make any kind of change or have any kind of effect, you know, it's really difficult to do unless you're going to D.C., and that's the problem. It's asinine that everybody's education is consolidated at the federal level in D.C. It's asinine. It must be done. If you really care about kids in education, it has to be state by state. It has to be where parents can actually get involved. Maybe if they implemented some of this stuff, they wouldn't have such competition from homeschoolers right now or private schools. It's wild. And so I hope this bill, I worry because Illinois is all Democrat. It's weird because rural Illinois is not, but everything is run by Cook County, Chicago. So, you know, they don't really have a lot of choice. It's pretty wild. But this EO, and Trump is going to sign it later today. You said 4 Eastern. This executive order that POTUS is going to sign, they want to abolish, get rid of the Department of Education. There's no need. It needs to be at the state level. And I'm glad that he's doing it. There is going to be weeping and gnashing of the teeth on this. It's going to be wild. But this is a great victory for parents. All Family Pharmacy is a great place to go to get all the medications that you need. And you can save yourself time and money. You don't have to play by pharma's rules. You don't have to play by the system's rules. It's one of the reasons I trust All Family Pharmacy. One of the things that we always criticized during COVID is that the government dismissed any and all alternatives because it was never about science. It was about power. And that's one of the things that, you know, kicked off the beginning for All Family Pharmacy. And so they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, so much more. All of the medications the systems try to keep from you. And it's all simple, fast, and affordable, made in the USA. So you're not getting anything with inputs from India or China. It's all 100% made in the USA. And you can get your everyday maintenance medications too. They make it simple, fast. Fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I'm reading this story. It's from the horrible cesspool that is NPR. And I would fire this chick because of the way she wrote the story. So I know it's a headline, but it's about how heat apparently ages you as much, if not more, than smoking. And she starts off with a paragraph about Phoenix heat. Her name is Alejandra Borunda. And then she goes, later, the lead's buried in another graph. A new study published in Science Advances shows that prolonged heat exposure of excessive heat can modify how people's genes behave, speeding up the aging at a molecular level and impacting people's long-term health. It's similar to the effect of smoking or drinking. That's all you needed to do, Alejandro, was start the story like that. That bothers me so bad. Like, go back to J school for the love of all things holy. Good grief. But that does surprise me that heat ages you. I would think cold weather would age you, because doesn't cold weather make your skin dry and cracked? I would think that the heat, especially if there's humidity involved. Now, if it's a dry heat, no. But I think the question is whether humidity is involved.
Yeah, I think they're trying to link it eventually to global warming. So they're like, oh, you don't want to age faster with global warming, do you?
That is...
I know.
That is so dumb. That's so incredibly dumb. Yeah, but I will say the article doesn't cite that. The only thing that the article actually touches on is they note Phoenix, and that's it. I'm like, that's like the only hot place. Like, go to Florida, you know, and then... You know, you could talk about how everybody there, without plastic surgery, you could talk about how everybody there, like, it's great for the skin, the humidity, etc. Moving on, we pulled this up. So, apparently, a French hunter who is 81 years old is on trial for killing an endangered bear that attacked him. He was in the Pyrenees, which is the mountainous region, southern France, northern Spain. 81 years old, it was a protected species, It was a brown bear. He was boar hunting. Andre Rivas was boar hunting, and a female bear attacked him. Two bear cubs emerged from the woods, and their mother appeared. She charged at him, dragged him. She was going to kill him, and he shot and killed her. He has serious leg injuries. He was in a state of shock. They managed to stem the bleeding, a fellow hunter, before they evac him by helicopter. It was a helovac. And it made everybody upset. Hunters have been demonstrating in support of him, but people who have no idea about hunting and are morons have been attacking him. I guess they thought that the only appropriate way was for him to get killed. So that's how there's a difference. Again, conservationists and environmentalists. Environmentalists are cosplayers. Like how you have trans men that pretend that are men. Wait, trans women, men that pretend to be women. That's what. But I mean, what was he supposed to do? It dragged him. It was going to kill him. He had to. And he wasn't out there trying to cause problems. People are so stupid. There's a rent-a-grandma service to provide like a rent-a-grandma, to be a grandma to people. That's crazy. It helps people with large breadth of life experience. Whether it is cooking, some as nannies, in-home care providers, chefs, cooks, things like that. It's literally... And I know they're calling it rent-a-grandma, but wouldn't it just be like a home service? It's like just like maids, isn't it? It's sort of like, or a housekeeper. That's like really what that sounds like. I guess they're trying to like revolutionize it. They're trying to elevate it, like how you would take pretzels in a bag and put them in another bag and then tie it with twine, Megan. I'm just saying. A man bit another passenger and assaulted others on a plane landing at LAX. The FAA and law enforcement are investigating at this passenger who allegedly attacked a number of people on a Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to LA. And he lost his mind. Delta said they had zero tolerance for this. He could actually have a $37,000 fine. But he got mad and decided he bit someone. That's nasty. Does he have rabies? I don't know. And a daycare was shut down in Forsyth after the daycare worker admitted to drugging children. They gave them Benadryl to help them sleep here at nap time. Don't do that. Stick with us. We got more in store. Gold Code. They want to make sure that you are set. They understand it's a very, you know, weird economy. We're coming out of, you know, hell. I don't know how else to put it. But gold, everything's starting to improve, right? And the gold price forecast, Goldman Sachs research raised it up to $3,100 by the end of this year. So they're expecting higher than expected demand from central banks. This is the time to buy. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Get your free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. Easy and transparent. You're securing your future. And experience matters when you're protecting your wealth. That's why you go with the pros. So visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join the thousands of people who've called Gold Co. the number one rated gold company, and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. You could also qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Outrageous. You have probably the best entrepreneur, the best technologist, the best leader of any set of companies in America working for America, and you have this sort of weird side of the Democratic Party attacking him. Let me remind you, he's the guy who saved the astronauts, and he's the guy who's going to build the next generation technology. I think if you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When
makes note, buy more Tesla stock. Immediately, we have some, but I'm like, I need more now. This is the good time to buy. I agree with that. That's because it's as much as they're trying to tank it. And I've seen headlines too. And welcome back to everybody. You can listen coast to coast. Channel 347 is the simulcast. The chat's at Rumble. I've been seeing people say, "Oh, we're ruining." And I know you've seen this, Kane. Leftist editorialists, commentators that allege that they're ruining Tesla stock. Look what we're doing. We're ruining their stock. This company is going to be gone in like 5 to 10 years is what they're saying. That's not reflected in it. That's not moored in reality. That's not going anywhere. And any kind of little bump that they're experiencing now, I think is not because people are targeting them. I think it has to do with the overall economy right now. Wouldn't you agree? I don't think it's not because there are people left. The left doesn't have impacts like that.
Look, the market goes through corrections all the time. And so these large entities, like we know, BlackRock and all of them that put billions of dollars into investments, whenever they want to move the market in some way, they can. And this, to me, is partially intentional, but also partially a correction of the market.
Yeah. It makes me kind of want to buy a Tesla. Right. These people keep doing this. Everybody on the internet was sending me the other story of the guy who... I can't believe it's 2025 and this is a headline that I have. This is the stupidest time in the world. A guy stuck his hand down his pants and defecated in his hand and then smeared it on a Tesla. Now, that was just the Florida man. I had a different Florida man story where a guy threw, I don't know whose it was, dog poop at a Tesla. This guy literally caught it from his own backside. And there's video because of the sentry mode on Teslas. They have cameras all around it. So they got a photo of the guy. I don't know if that's assault or what that is. That's nasty, I know.
Assault is right.
I've been mad before in my life. You know, I've gotten mad. You've been mad, Kane, right?
I sure have.
We've been righteously indignant on a number of occasions, justifiably. And sometimes I'm mad just because, like, I stub my toe. And I'm like, oh, and I get mad at the inanimate object in my way because, you know, genius. And I've, you know, always, you know, you get mad and you, I don't know. I've never been so mad where I thought, I'm so mad, I'm going to go touch some poop. Just never, ever thought I would be that angry over, and that's why I really don't understand these people that get, did he wash his hands after? I don't know. Like, why am I even asking these questions? I mean, part of my brain was like peeled, like separated from the rest of my brain and just sort of floated out and was like, but hey, are his britches dirty now? Like what, you know, and like, did he have a spare pair of pants? Did he need a spare pair of pants? Does it matter? You know, I just, all these questions. I think I would have to get a new vehicle if somebody did that to mine, though. If somebody smeared it with feces, I'd have to get a whole new car.
What?
It's totaled.
What are you talking
totaled.
About?
Totaled.
You just washed your car.
No.
You didn't touch it with your hands.
I don't care. It touched my car. Yeah, I touched my car with my hands.
Birds
so it's like
poop on your
it's
car
like
all
second
the time.
Degree nasty.
But birds poop on your car all the time. And you probably run over poop before. You didn't even know it. And you just went through the car wash and washed it right off and
that,
you still have
but that
the
was
same
an animal.
Car.
This is a dude. This is dude poo. And I think that I couldn't drive it anymore.
Dude poo?
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone in the chat would be like, uh-huh, that sounds right. I mean, look, it's one thing if a bird duties on your car, but a grown man is, my car's totaled.
So at that point, you're selling it? Wait a minute, are you...
I'm going to file with my insurance and be like, it's destroyed.
Your insurance will never take that. It'll never take it.
It's destroyed.
When you go to resell the car, though, do you disclose that?
Do you have to? Like, if somebody is killed in your house for haunted purposes or whatever, don't you have to disclose it?
Yeah, that's by
somebody,
law.
If somebody gets murked in your house,
so do you have to?
Do you have to do that with this?
When you put the ad out, do you have to say,
once had dude poo on it? Part of me is fascinated by this because I have, in many instances, the humor of a 12-year-old boy. And then the other part of me is repulsed by this because I cannot believe people are doing this. I could not drive my car. It is so, I get real weird about germs to the point where I am ridiculously extra. Sidebar. So ridiculous. So you've been in medieval times, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I look at medieval times. I've taken my kids there. They loved it. You know, take the fam when they visit. They think it's great. But I treat it like a picnic, okay? Because it kind of is.
Yeah.
So you go in and you eat everything with your hands. There's like no silverware. So when I go into medieval times, I have silverware and I have napkins and I have wet ones and I'm like ready to rock. And I sat, my husband was sitting by me when we were, the last time we were there, we took family in. It's because it's, they don't have anything like this in St. Louis. And my husband was simultaneously impressed and horrified. And he looked at me like, take out like all of my little accoutrements. Like, here's my silverware and my napkins and my wet ones and all the, and he just could not believe I had that, all that stuffed in a little giant, little tiny bag that I have. And that I had all of it. It's like a Harry Potter bag. And that I had all of this in there. And I was passing it around. And other people at the medieval times were like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to have dirty, greasy hands because, ew, not doing that. Not doing it. There, see, I mean, I love, I liked it, but I was also like, there's no point. I don't want the grease aspect of the experience. Can I have the experience sans grease? That would be great. So, long story short, I couldn't drive that car. I couldn't do it. Is that too, Steve, would you, what, I couldn't drive the car. If someone smeared dude poo on your car, could you drive it? Because they hated you because you had a Tesla?
On the outside of the car.
If you could just drive through one of those, like, car washes, you don't have to touch your car, just let it do it itself?
Oh, I don't like those. Where the Cookie Monster shake furiously.
Are you worried it's going to scratch it?
Yeah. I'm one of those people with cars, too. I'm like, no, my car's got to be babied. I'm like a dude about my car.
Well, if you pay a detailer, they'll, a detailer will do it for you. You don't have to touch it.
You could take, what do you tell the detailer?
That it's dude poo, and they'll clean it right off.
You ain't got to tell them.
Will they? Or they would be like, that is a biohazard, ma'am.
Do you know why the dude will clean the dude poo off? Because you're paying him to do it.
He might have seen worse.
It's not more. You're just taking the car in to get washed and detailed.
Could you get it off with a flamethrower?
I would even assert that it's not even, you don't even have to legally disclose there's dude poo on the car.
There is a thought. If I was in the car and somebody did that, I may get so enraged that I would do it right back.
What? Wait, don't, no, no.
I don't know, man. No. I don't know. I'm just saying. These people are messed up.
Don't go low.
I could never match that energy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could, but I'd be real mad. I'd probably run him over, and then I'd say, my car is totaled. Ah! And fall out of my car like LeBron.
Now I've got your poo and your blood on my car.
Yeah, I know. You got my car all gross. Can't with you. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I haven't seen, like, a peep from, like, the folks that I know on social media that were complaining about all of the, you know, their private information and all of this stuff all the way up to the fact they haven't said anything about it. So I'm thinking, you know, if they keep doing this, I might consider a Tesla. And you know how I am about EVs. They're of the devil.
That'd be a big step.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they're weird. And I don't want anything that's self-driving, that locks me in and drives me to my death. I don't want anything like that. I just want, you know, I don't know, just because if it's a status symbol of rebellion, I'm all about that. That's my love language.
That'll put a target on your back for those leftist terrorists.
I already have one. But maybe some of us train and some of us are like, boy, when do we get to use all these skills that we never get to use, but we home, but never get to use? They have all these fancy guns and night optics and all this other stuff. And I mean, it's great to do drills at home, but at some point we're like, we're just sorry, Wick, the dog.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm for you getting a Tesla now.
I'm not saying that I would actively go out and look for trouble, but I would not say that it would be unwelcome should it find me.
Right. Trouble would be looking for you.
Yeah. No, it's, and then trouble would have to worry about getting away from me. Because like I said, you guys know it. It's like the, there's the, who, I don't know who made the joke, but there's the joke out there where it's, you know, you never want to, there's certain people's homes you never want to break into because they live for the moment when they literally have to, you know, you know, you can't, you got to be real careful out there. I'm just saying. But at some point, these people are going to mess around with the wrong person and then they're going to scream and cry injustice and all this other nonsense. And I don't know. I don't know. But I thought if I did get one, I would like there to be like a rack of guns that came out both sides of the back passenger. But Dana, where will your guests sit? I don't care. They can like right on the top. I don't care. We'll strap them up there like a Mitt Romney dog. I don't care. You know, just put them up there. Anyway, like slightly joking, but just to be real obnoxious. And is there anything I can do to make, because aren't the Cybertrucks quiet? Yeah. Is there anything I can do to make it loud? I like loud cars. Like my car sounds like, that's what my car, it sounds like a giant dude is going to get out of the car. And instead, it's just me and I can't park. So unless it's parallel or backing in. I've been talking way too much about the car thing, but it fascinates me endlessly, I have to say. But the FBI is investigating all of this stuff. They're investigating the all the incidents, and Bondi has threatened severe consequences for all of this. This on top of the swatting. So, I mean, can you imagine? Well, it's summer. Is this just because it's getting summer and it's like summer of violence again and they got to get something to get mad about?
Typically, all that stuff dies down when it's way too cold outside.
Yeah, and now it's getting warm. So they're like, oh, we don't have to be lazy anymore. Because their passion is, the life of their passion is determined by the temperature, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start seeing this more and more. We have the summer of discontent. Somebody in the chat said, just put a Tesla emblem on your current car because libs are stupid. That actually is true. I think that works. Audio soundbite 10. CNN, they actually, remember when Tim Walz was out there cheering for the destruction of Tesla? I don't think everybody on the left is on the same page. Listen.
Tim Walz is a complete moron to me. I have to be very honest, and I'm not surprised why the American people did not choose him. Nothing against the vice president. With that said, Elon Musk employs 80,000+ Americans. Most of them are working class people. The implications of the stock, let's say this were to continue on for another year, so I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. Will the company at some point have to decrease its workplace? Most of those people, I would imagine, probably vote for Democrats, at least some of them. So now you're impacting people who likely share your worldview because you disagree with Elon Musk. Don't buy the car. Just like those guys were saying, let's protest Anheuser-Busch, et cetera. We're just not going to buy their beer. I'm okay with that. But destroying public property, there is no place for that. I agree with Kevin. Lock them up and set an example that this is not what we're going to tolerate in this country.
The left did not like that. The other leftists on the panel did not like that. So, But I don't think that they're not going to, you can't expand your You can't extend your outreach with this type of messaging. People do like to see the success. Americans particularly, we like to see the success of like businesses, entrepreneurs, because it's a reminder that that spirit is still alive and well in the US of A. So there's something, that's why that's never going to be successful. It's never that, I don't think that their messaging, maybe that used to work in the past, they're still operating like it's 2008. I don't think that Democrats understand their electorate. They don't understand their electorate. And if they want to be successful in midterms, they can't just bank on trying to tank Republican messaging on the economy. And they don't have anything to offer in its place. There's a lot here. We have more on the way. And apparently also the DOJ has charged 3 suspects for 3 separate Tesla attacks. And each are facing 20 years in prison. The one that got shot up in Salem, Oregon, and the one in Loveland, Colorado, arson, Charleston, South Carolina, vandalism, and then the charging stations were lit on fire with Molotov cocktails. So two arson, yeah, and one shooting up a dealership, so...
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So POTUS is going to sign an executive order abolishing the Department of Education. Of course, all of this has to be made permanent by Congress. So Congress needs to get on it. Don't you think so? They need to really get on this. In the meantime, I desperately need you to listen to Randy Weingarten here.
The department does is there's about $100 billion. So a kid who has disabilities, a kid who is poor, a kid who's going to Head Start, a kid who's in a rural area, kid who is in a career tech ed program,
so
a
she's
kid
talking
who gets
about,
a Pell Grant.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but she's talking about public school kids. She says they're all basically disabled, poor, and rural.
Well, the Democrats have a consistent message when they talk like that.
I'm telling you what, today's stupidity game.
All right, speaking of the left, Chris Hayes, is he MSNBC? I think he is. This is how the left is talking about the Tesla terrorism we've been seeing over the past few days.
But again, it just when you are paying as close attention as we are here on this program, at the network, and I think a lot of you watching at home, it just does seem that now is the time for... to break glass, right? It's not the time for politics as usual.
Good Lord. I mean, literally.
With what? What is this? What? They love violence. They love violence. Folks, that's all for us today. I'll be on Jesse Waters tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Make sure you tune in. Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook. Back with you tomorrow.